Okay, we're out and about today, and we're here with Jeff at Golden Square Walls. What do you think of this next lockdown, this latest lockdown, Jeff?
Well, it had to happen, didn't it? Like, who'd want to be like New South Wales are at the moment? He got onto it pretty early, and it looks like they're going to hold it, keep it to minimum.
How's it changed your life?
Oh, apart from not being able to go out, do things, that hasn't really changed much at all. The weather's been crappy anyway, so it doesn't really matter. You can't do much this weather.
So what have you been doing to entertain yourself at home?
Oh, mostly just reading books, or you watch a bit of television, do a bit of gardening when I can. Yeah, other than that, not much.
So it's been pretty good for you then. So are you looking forward to it getting back to normal pretty much, if we're ever getting there?
Certainly am. You know, I can't go fishing, can't go catch rabbits, can't do anything. You can't move around from home. So it's just curtailed my lifestyle a little bit. Other than that, it is what it is, and it's got to happen. So,
Peter, so what do you think of this present lockdown?
Oh, well, it's not very good, but we've got to have it. If we haven't got it, you know, we're going to be down for a lot longer. So, you know, it's one of those things that we can't do much about.
Has it affected your life much?
Oh, of course. I think it affects everybody's life, you know, where different things aren't open that you want to do. But you know, as I said, we can't do much about it. We've just got to, you know, see out time.
What have you done to keep yourself busy during the lockdown?
Oh, well, I just do a few jobs at home and things like that, catch up on a few things and get on the computer and other things like that.
So you're a bit of a newsman yourself, I hear. So tell me about your time in radio.
Oh, well, I just done a bit of sports thing up for 3SH there at one stage.
All right, so this is no stranger to you having a microphone in front of you then?
Oh, no, not really, but, you know, when it's just like anything, and when it gets put in front of you, you get a bit nervous for a start, I suppose.
So what are you out today doing? It's quite obvious where I found you, but what are you out today doing?
Just got to do a bit of shopping. You know, you're allowed out to do that, so we just do that and then go back home.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay, nice to meet you. Good on you.
We had a bit of trouble at the beginning of the week with our telephone, so in a spirit of good thoughts, we've gone out to find Alex at Pogo's Espresso. Good morning to you.
Good morning, mate. How are you? It's been not too bad this time around. Everybody sort of knows to come and support local businesses which are staying open, so we're very thankful for that.
What sort of humour are your customers in?
Most people are thankful to be working still, which is a weird silver lining to have in this situation. But no, collectively, everyone's over the whole lockdown after lockdown. Yeah, look, me too, but everyone's happy to still be able to get out and about where they can.
So was it a conscious decision to stay open, to be available, or was it just a necessity or just something you wanted to do?
Necessity at the moment. So yeah, last year, early on when we closed for a few weeks just because it was, you know, weird and freaked me out and I didn't want to be open. But, you know, this time around, it's like, oh, everyone knows what to do, you know, mask up, distance, whatever. But, yeah, just stay open because we can and, yeah.
So you've got a pretty high-profile location. You're near the fountain and presumably you're missing a lot of the business from the bank across the road and people like that. That's where you're missing.
Yeah, so I've got four main office buildings around the shop, which at, you know, less than 50% capacity, or, you know, for these few weeks, zero. There's still a few around, but I'm lucky to be, or I open at 6 a.m. in the morning, so I'm one of the only coffee shops open that early. And on the main road, you catch a few, like I get a lot of tradies early on and teachers and people out and about for walks and that sort of stuff. So,
Pogo Espresso, so if you're coming into town, don't go up View Street. Just stop just before your turn. Thanks very much, Alex.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.